first military deployments can create stress for service members and their families. Long periods of separation can be part of the problem, along with the risks and possible trauma that can be part of a deployment. Our next guest wants families and individuals in Wisconsin's National Guard to be more prepared for those stresses. To do that, he helps run a relationship-strengthening retreat for Guard members called the Strong Bonds Program. Doug Hedman is the state chaplain of the Wisconsin National Guard and administrator for the Guard's Strong Bonds Program. Chaplain Hedman, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio today.
Yeah, it's great to be invited and to share the wonderful programs that we're offering with the, for the Guard members.
Well, I talked about it very briefly there. Can you talk about some of the stresses you see when Guard members are deployed, in some cases overseas?
Well, probably the biggest stressor is just the separation. And, you know, if they're married, the spouses have to take on a lot of additional responsibilities. And obviously the soldier, they've got to be focused on the mission. And when they're separated for that long, when they come back together, you need something to bind them back together. And we found the Strong Bonds is just an excellent resource for the families and soldiers.
And the philosophy, if I'm reading this right, isn't let's wait for the problems to happen and help the couple or the family deal with them then. You want to get out ahead of this.
Absolutely. What I always tell couples is it's really maintenance on your relationship. It's like with your car, you bring it in, you get it tuned up, you change the oil, and you're good to go for another 100,000 miles.
And for, say, a couple who's getting ready for one of them to be deployed far away, in a lot of ways, they don't know what's coming, right? They don't know what those stresses are going to feel like.
Right, right. So what's really neat about the Strong Bonds program is when we bring couples together, they're in a mix with some people that have already been deployed versus first-time deployers, and just that crosstalk is very helpful and comforting.
Well, take us on a visit to the Strong Bonds retreat.
Well, what we do is absolutely everything is free. So we go to very nice places, usually resort areas. Everybody wears civilian clothes, so it doesn't have that military feel. But we bring everybody in on a Friday night. We feed them. We normally do a little bit of programming. And then on Saturday, we get them up, and we go until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we're done. And then we let them enjoy the nice area. And then Sunday, we wrap up, and we're done by noon. But probably the most important thing is we work on all kinds of relationship skills like communication. You know, we talk about finances, how to work through issues that they might be having. And we just set the stage for good, positive communication. And obviously, if the couple goes to the program before deployment, it's really great. But then when they come back, it's even better because they've already had a little bit of an experience. But now they get the full meal deal, so to speak, when they come back.
Let's talk about some of those different angles. And communication seems like it's going to be a really important one. What kind of messages do you have for people getting ready for that separation? And I guess this could be true for anybody getting into a long-distance relationship, not just Guard or military members. What are some of the keys to communication at a distance like this?
Probably the biggest thing is communicating every day, if possible. And it can just be the small stuff, just to know what's been going on in each person's life. Obviously, if they're on deployment, there's probably stuff that they cannot say, but they can talk about the kids and talk about the family and, you know, be counting the days down until they're reunited again. And then if there is issues, there's resources on both sides back at the States. So they can talk about, hey, check out these people for help, or obviously if they're deployed, they can talk with chaplains or behavior health specialists, you know, to kind of help people get through.
And this is an amazing thing now. I think if you go back just, 20 years ago, service members and their families communicating every day, you know, maybe they're on a base with one payphone that you stand in line for forever. The opportunities for that communication are a lot bigger than they used to be.
Oh, absolutely. People bring their cell phones or their tablets and they're communicating all the time, so it's terrific.
And that idea of communicating every day, I imagine if you don't, and if it's once every 2 weeks, once every month, that's a lot of pressure on that conversation.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to highlight something. So when we do strong bonds, mm-hmm. we do strong bonds for single service members, right. for couples, and for families. And when I was deployed, I would get like an email from maybe a parent of a single soldier, and the single soldier hadn't communicated back with their parents. So my job was to go, hey, call home.
Right. Talk a little more about the single service members who are going through strong bonds. What kind of messages do you have for them?
A lot of it is communication. It's really a lot of self-awareness, kind of your personality type. It's kind of integrating with different people. And then we teach them that you really need to take time in a relationship. Let it develop. Don't rush into anything. You know, you always hear about the couples that they get the deployment notice and boom, they want to get married right away. And we discourage that because we go, you know, I think you need to have a little bit more time to get to know the other person, and you need to know a little bit more about yourself too.
Talking to Wisconsin National Guard Chaplain Doug Hedman about the State National Guard's Strong Bonds Program for National Guard service members before, or in some cases, as we're hearing, after deployment. Chaplain Hedman, you mentioned something that I hadn't thought of a few minutes ago, finances. And this is probably getting back more to the couples, the family members. There are a lot of couples out there where one is in charge of the, you know, the bank stuff and things like that. How do you talk to couples about that before deployments?
We address it as an issue and or a something that who's going to manage the money when you're gone and how to handle it. And if they're kind of struggling, then one of the things that we do is we refer them on to, we have financial folks that are free that can sit down with the couple before, during, or after the deployment to get their books in order. So we just touch on it. And then another program that I offer is I do the Dave Ramsey program, mm-hmm. Which is awesome. I do a retreat on in a weekend, and it's amazing how many people take that, and they're debt-free in about a year.
Did you see yourself going into that kind of financial counseling when you went into the chaplain line of work?
No, I did not.
I didn't expect it, yeah.
No.
Now, what do you hear from graduates of the Strong Bonds program?
You know, they just love the program. And usually if I get them to go to one Strong Bonds weekend, I got them hooked. And they'll be repeats. And I've had people make comments that, you know, this really saved our marriage. Or I've had other people that have said, you know, this is just exactly what we needed. You know, we were kind of struggling in our relationship, and just this weekend away where we could focus on us as a couple or a family, it really has made a difference.
Now, this is preventive maintenance, strong bonds, you were saying right. earlier. What kind of services are out there for someone maybe post-deployment and they're having trouble maybe getting back into civilian life in their marriage or that relationship with their family?
So what we do, and we've had couples like that, they're really struggling. So what we'll do is we'll hook them up with a behavior health specialist if that's needed, or we'll hook them up with a local clergy. And sometimes our chaplains, we'll take them on for, you know, some initial counseling to get them back on track.
What does it mean to have, I think I've seen the phrase ready family in some of your materials. What do you mean by that?
Well, one of the things about the National Guard is we got to be ready at any time for any mission. And it can be foreign or domestic. And so we want our families to be prepared. And again, Strong Bonds is one of these programs where we get them together and we work through a lot of things. So when the call comes, they're ready.
So if there's a Guard service member out there or a family or their family member listening right now, they're thinking, well, we haven't done this. We want to be ready in case of a deployment. How do they get in?
You simply Google strongbonds.org, and then you look for Wisconsin, and we've got several programs that they can still sign up for. And if they can't get in this year, because we're kind of getting towards the end of our fiscal year, we're going to have a whole host of them for next year.
And you could see how this would benefit Guard members and their families. Do you think this has a positive impact on Guard readiness, unit readiness here in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. In my opinion, this is like one of the best programs that the National Guard offers for families or for soldiers, because it's really a civilian, so it's a citizen thing, even though they're soldiers, and it's free. And everyone that has gone, they really love it.
Is this something that maybe other states are looking at what we're doing here in Wisconsin and saying, hey, Chaplain Hedman, how can we do that over here?
Yep. So other states, same thing. They go on the Strong Bond website, look at their particular state and see what they're offering. And I'm going to brag about Wisconsin. We've always had a really robust program. So we're always, if we can put extra weekends in there, we're going to do it because we want to serve our citizen soldiers well here in Wisconsin.
As we wrap up, and this you've been at this for a while, what are some of the more recent additions or innovations that you think are making a difference with Strong Bonds?
Well, one of the things is we do not offer the same programs every year. We have repeats, but we'll add new programs. Like now back online again is Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. We have the Speed of Trust. We've done 8 Habits of Highly Effective Families, which is a Covey thing. So we're always innovating, and we're trying out new places and new things.
Chaplain Hedman, thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks for inviting me.
That's Doug Hedman, State Chaplain of the Wisconsin National Guard. He was with us to talk about the Guard's Strong Bonds program, which builds relationship skills for Wisconsin National Guard service members and their loved ones.